Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. It's part four of Nightmare of Eden. We're up to the end of this crazy, crazy story with Tom Baker and Romana. So we're back to, like, it's another long recap. We're back to Romana being threatened by the Glitter Cop boss. And then the Doctor goes blurry in the corridor. So after the Doctor goes blurry, the ships are separated. Romana gets up off the floor and sees that the Glitter Cop is down. So she kicks his gun away and runs off. Dimond is on his ship now, obviously. That's how they got separated, and says the separation has been successful. He's messaging through the video feed. And he's going to leave now. Won't be making a claim. And the Glitter Cops is like, no, I need you as a witness. Plus, you've broken the rules for where you were. You weren't meant to be there. Like, I could give you a hefty fine. The cop orders him to come back on board. Romana arrives at the TARDIS and tells K-9 the separation was a success, but she can't find the Doctor, and K-9 scans and can't find him on board the ship. Then we see the Doctor. He's unconscious in a cupboard. Romana goes into a medical bay where Della is helping with the casualties. Many people have been eaten by mandrels. She asks Della what happened with Stott, and Della tells the story of a mandrel and a shot and running off. It's a very long exposition scene of just telling, not showing. And she says the mandrel that killed Scott, a mandrel killed Scott, Triss told her. She didn't see it. Romana tells her that Stott is still alive and they need to find who is smuggling the Vraxxon. Because clearly it's not Stott, as Triss said, because he's a narcotics agent. And it's not Della because she's, lovely. The Doctor wakes up to see a massive gun thing pointed at the Empress. And so he must be on the Hecate. He sees Dimond in his tinfoil jumpsuit, although it's a different tinfoil jumpsuit now. Like, it was kind of padded and quilted before, and now it's just like straight out tin, just shiny. So he's fiddling with a computer, and the Doctor crawls over to the computer after he leaves, and it spits out some figures on the profit margin of the Eden Project. Oh, dear. So the Doctor sneaks about the ship and hides when Dimond strides past, and then the Doctor gets on board the shuttle, and Dimond then sits in front. It's like, how does Dimond not notice him? Like, it's a very small space. Anyway, Dimond hooks himself up to oxygen, and the Doctor realizes there's going to be no oxygen in the shuttle in a minute, so he knocks himself out. The shuttle flies across to the Empress. I'm assuming the Doctor's doing that thing that he's done a few times. I think he did in Terror of the Zygons, where he can put himself into like a coma so he doesn't need oxygen. It's a strange situation. On the bridge, Trist tells the cops he thinks he knows where the Doctor went. He thinks the Doctor has gone into the CET machine and hypothesizes about the Doctor organizing the drug pickup via the CET machine. Romana and Della can't find the Doctor when K-9 says the Doctor has just come aboard. Dimond leaves the shuttle while Della and Romana hide, and the Doctor comes out and finds them. But armed stewards go to shoot at them. So Canine shoots one of the stewards, but Della is captured. The doctor asks Romana if she knows what an Echuca laser is for. I guess it's a laser that's set up in the border town of Echuca between Victoria and New South Wales on the Murray River. No? Echuca laser. Romana says it can be used to carry thousands of telecom messages. And the doctor says Dimond has a CET machine on the Hecate. The laser could be used to transmit the CET image across, or the data, and Tristan Dimond must be the drug smugglers. You reckon? Like, realistically, once we've eliminated Della and Stott, there was, I know he said that he had a crew of 10, but we never met any of them. So, like Scooby-Doo, it's the only other one. who's left? Like, they've killed everyone else. No one else has a name or any dialogue. So... ridiculous. Stott arrives, followed by a mandrel, which Canine shoots. And the doctor tells Stott the mandrels are the Vraxoan, and the only way to prove it is to let them transmit the projection. The steward escorting Della is attacked by a mandrel, and she runs off into the bridge to find Trist getting into one of Dimond's shiny suits. Oh, now they're twinsies. Cute. Also, like, maybe that's why... Dimond's wearing a different suit this time because they didn't have two of that one and they needed a second one. I don't know. It's very weird. Suddenly he's wearing a very different suit. It's just maybe it got torn. So Della tells Trist that he has to help the doctor get the mandrels back into the projection. The doctor's using the CET machine when the glitter cop and some armed glitter stewards enter and arrest him. And Stott comes out of the projection and shows his credentials. Della confronts Trist with the fact that Stott is alive. And then she says he's a drug dealer. And he justifies it with, like, I needed financing for my expeditions. A mandrel comes in and she gets away. Trist and Dimond shoot it. And then Trist shoots the control panel. And Della runs off down a corridor where a mandrel jumps out of a side passage. Dimond shoots Della. Oh, poor Della. And then Romana turns the corner with Canine and sends him after Dimond. A mandrel attacks Romana, but Canine turns back and shoots it because, you know, he had, even though he'd been ordered to do one thing, saving Romana was more important. Oh, Canine. The doctor arrives and says Tristan Dimond will be about to make the transfer. So Tristan Dimond, in their matching shiny onesies, arrive at the shuttle bay as an announcement for their apprehension is broadcast. Everyone knows now. It's Glitter Cop making the announcement. Don Brennan from from Coronation Street. The order to kill the doctor, he also says, is cancelled. Trist says he smashed the communication system, so they're not going to be able to call for help. On the bridge, the Glitter Cop and Stott realise that... that Trist and Dimond are going to get away and nobody can fly the Empress to pursue it because the pilot and the co-pilot both carked it now. The doctor turns up and says it's more important to stabilize the CET, which is what Dimond would want. He says we have to bait the hook properly. So we see the shuttle flying back to the Hecate. It's very long and not great model sequence. On the Blu-ray, you can watch it with new effects. But I did. I wasn't enjoying those, so I watched it. I watched the old school ones, just because they were hilarious. So mandrels are roaming the corridors. Stott and the Glitter Cop and the stewards are shooting at them to herd them somewhere. Like their guns are sheepdog. Like we just get lots of shots of mandrels being shot at and herded. And then the guns start running out of power. Oh, dear. And that's when the doctor turns up with his dog whistle, which he starts blowing, and the mandrels will follow him into the projection, in the projection room, and then they go into the Eden projection. The doctor goes deep into the projection, and the mandrels will follow him, and then he keeps getting chased backwards and forwards. Again, it's Scooby-Doo. There's a fight. We don't see it. We just hear the doctor going, oh, my arms, oh, my legs, oh, my everything. And he comes out. His clothes are in tatters. And he yells, switch off the machine! And which, you know, they they do. And then the doctor tells Romana she has 2 minutes and 58 seconds to rebuild the machine. On the Hecate, Dimond is ready to take off as Trist operates the Echuca laser. Romana attaches jumper leads onto K9 for some bizarre reason, to reboot the machine, and then she's done. And then the laser hits the CET, and the transfer has begun, and Romana's like, no, they're getting away. And the doctor asks K9 to get the Hecate's exact position, so he does, like, his little, you know, antenna wheel around, like his little satellite dish ears. On the Hecate, Trist's like, we're done, and Dimond takes off, and K9 announces the coordinates, and the doctor fiddles with the CET machine, and the glitter cop enters and says the plan has failed miserably, and the doctor turns on the machine, and Trist and Dimond are in the projection. So the glitter stewards go in and take them out, and Trist pleads with the doctor, who tells him to go away. At the end, the Doctor and Romana have the crystals, and they're going to repatriate the creatures back to their environments and hope nobody else finds out about the mandrels, because I'm sure Trist and Dimond in prison will not mention a thing to other criminals about where you can get a decent source of Vraxoan. It will not come up at all. This is fine. Let's put a lid on everything. That's the end of part four.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.